Bloomington's District 87 releases its back-to-school plan.
We are not going to be able to guarantee every minute of every day that kids are going to be socially distanced to 6 feet.
That's District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, with nonstop flights to Destin, Fort Walton Beach on Allegiant. The beach is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Tuesday, July 21st. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with an update on weekend gun violence just down the road in Peoria. Police say a roving street party was to blame for the shooting on Peoria's riverfront that left 13 people injured early Sunday. Police Chief Lauren Marion says officers broke up the gathering of around 200 people in several other locations across the city before the riverfront incident.
This cannot be tolerated because you have 100 shell casings recovered with a group of 200 people down there. We're fortunate that 13 people got hit, and I feel bad for the individuals that got shot, but it could have been a lot worse.
None of the injuries are considered life-threatening. Marion says no arrests have been made yet. The chairman of Peoria's Advisory Committee on Police Community Relations says it's time for the community to step up. Andre Allen says it's difficult to wake up to news like that, having lost so many of his own friends to gun violence or incarceration on gun charges.
I really want us to do better, Peoria, and I really think that we will. I think that a lot of us are waking up and realizing we don't like what we're seeing in the mirror right now in our community, and it's time for us to make a change.
Allen says members of the community have to hold each other accountable in their own spheres of influence, tally up small wins in order to make larger changes. First District Peoria City Councilwoman Denise Moore says the residents of her district are fed up with the violence. Moore agrees there needs to be accountability, but that responsibility doesn't just fall on the police or business owners, it falls on everyone.
We need to have all of our community together. This is more than just someone getting the spotlight and somebody's name being out front. It's not about that. We are way beyond that. If we don't come together as one community, we will fall as one community.
By chance, Governor J.B. Pritzker was in Peoria yesterday touting a summer youth jobs program. He says programs like that can help reduce crime.
As governor, I will continue my mission to make this state a partner in investing in the very things that we know reduce violence.
McLean County saw its own gun violence over the weekend. Bloomington police are investigating two shots fired incidents, one Saturday night on West Market Street, another Sunday night on Valley View Circle. No one was injured or arrested in either incident. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. There were three new cases of the coronavirus reported yesterday in McLean County. That's the fewest in about a week. The testing positivity rate also dipped down to 2.2%. Members of the Illinois House's Progressive Caucus say longtime Speaker Michael Madigan must resign if allegations of a bribery scheme involving utility ComEd are true. And last night's all-faculty meeting at ISU was postponed as organizers consider the legal requirements of such a meeting and whether it could trigger the state's open meetings laws. Find those stories and more at WGLT.org. District 87 plans to offer a complete virtual option for students for the upcoming school year. Superintendent Barry Riley tells Eric Stock the district made sure to include its teachers' union in the planning process, knowing there would be hesitation about a return to the classroom. The Illinois Federation of Teachers says schools aren't safe to reopen.
I think that it's fair to say that we have not just BEA members, but all staff that's represented across the district has some concern, some level of concern, returning to a work environment where you have a number of people placed in the context of a building together when they haven't necessarily been doing that for some time, and you're in the middle of a pandemic. We certainly do have those concerns raised, but ours have been part of the planning all the way. They've had a great deal of input into this planning document that has come out today. Doesn't mean that we are free from concerns. We absolutely are not. People are concerned. And it's because we are not going to be able to guarantee every minute of every day that kids are going to be socially distanced to 6 feet. It's just not going to be feasible to do.
And some educators have expressed concern, aside from potentially being at greater risk of a COVID-19 infection, but there's enforcement, making sure the kids, first of all, bring them to school, that they use them, they don't lose them, that they wear correctly, they don't play with it. I know educators have expressed concerns about having to police that. How do you help prepare teachers to keep this from becoming a distraction?
I don't pretend to have the 100% answer here. I think this is going to be something that we obviously are making a very high priority for the safety of everyone. And as you know, this has become any number of issues when it comes to face coverings in our country. And so what we need is for all of our parents, all of our staff members to be good role models with this. I think that'll go a long way to helping kids understand what's why it is important. We're going to explain that.
And what will happen if there was an infection or, worst case scenario, a breakout in a particular classroom or school?
Anytime that we have either a case or more than a case, we will be in close contact with our local health department, getting guidance from them. It just depends on the context of it, so I couldn't tell you in every single case how things would play out. It could mean that we have an individual who is self-isolating at home for a period of time. It could be that it's a classroom. It could be that it's a handful of individuals. All of that goes into how the health department does its contact tracing and their communications to determine who needs to be in this boat that has to self-isolate. It could mean that we'd have to close down a school. It could mean we'd have to close down the district for some period of time. But all of those decisions will be made in conjunction with the health experts in our community.
As we are about 5 weeks away from the start of school year, what are you most worried about between now and August 24th?
I think I'm concerned about my staff and the anxiety that they are feeling heading into this year. I think a lot of attention has been placed on students and parents and families, and rightfully so, but I don't want to do that at the exclusion of our staff members who, you know, I have a wide range of ages of staff members. I have some who have some underlying health conditions of their own, some who have extended family who have underlying health conditions of their own, which cause them a great deal of anxiety. And so I think more than anything, I'm concerned about the staff's mental well-being, as well as their physical well-being, as we get closer to the start of this school year. I think that's weighing heavily on their minds. There's many who are very anxious to get back to school. Don't get me wrong. I just think that this is a unique event that none of us have ever lived through.
That was District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley speaking with Eric Stock. Before we let you go, the Heartland Community College Board meets tonight at 5 for a retreat and board self-evaluation. That's preceded by a Finance Committee meeting at 4. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. It's nonstop flights to Destin-Fort Walton Beach on Allegiant. The beach is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.